Hello, welcome to ETN Sports. I'm joined along the other host, Nick Venezia. Today we have a very special guest, Alex Fuse. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Doing very well. How are you doing, Nick?
Doing good.
How are you, Nick?
Good. Nice to meet you, Alex.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, if you guys don't know, Alex is from Albany, New York, where he has his own show called Fusion Sports. Very good show. I've tuned in. He's been doing it for a very long time. He's very invested in it. And I got to be honest, I wouldn't be doing podcasting or doing videos if it wasn't for him. So I really value Alex, and it's amazing that he joined our podcast today.
Thank you. I do appreciate that very much. I would just want to say it's great to see you guys start doing this too. It's great to see other kids across the country doing podcasting and talking sports, which is awesome.
Yeah, and he just came off doing an interview for, I believe it's Joe Girard, right, Alex?
Yeah, Joe Girard is a phenomenal quarterback at a high school football team just around about an hour away from where I live. Joe is a very special player because he has multiple D1 offers to play either football or basketball in college. He has an offer from Michigan to play basketball. I know he's talking about potentially playing for Notre Dame for basketball. He's a junior in high school, and he's already scored over 2,000 points in his career as a basketball player at Glens Falls High School. So wherever Joe goes, he's going to be very successful. So it's great to have a friend on the field, in my field, as a reporter, to kind of be like, hey, can we do an interview and talk about your upcoming game or your game last night? And for him to just say, yeah, let's do it, is great. And that's one of the major things that you need to do in this business, is make connections. So you can be, when you need an interview with someone, to have the ability to say, hey, I need an interview with you. And they'll be like, yeah, of course. So that's what one of the best advice I could give to someone trying to get into this career, even though I'm still a senior in high school. But that's something I've learned very young in my career.
Yeah, and you've interviewed a lot of analysts, including Rosenthal. You've interviewed former baseball players like Curt Schilling. It's really impressive how many people you've interviewed at such a young age. And hopefully, as I grow and develop and just get more experience in this field, hopefully I could interview top people like that. So it's quite amazing what you've accomplished at such a young age.
Now, Ethan and Nicholas, one of the major things that I found out is you have to ask for it to get it. And what I mean by that is you're going to be getting an interview with Ken Rosenthal if you don't ask him for an interview. So, like, you asked me to come on your show today, and I've been very busy. But when I really wanted to come on your show, and now I have all the time to come on your show. So it's just amazing to, you know, just to talk to you guys and to see how invested you are into creating your own podcast. I know not a lot of people, it takes a lot to make a podcast because you get all these crazy people all over the internet. So, and don't let anyone shy you away from getting into this career. One of the major things that I've learned in this career, one of the other things, is who cares what people say about you? If you're having fun doing it, keep doing it. Who cares what some person comments on the video and tells you you're terrible? I'm always like, all right, thanks. So just don't let anything like that bother you. You know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I know you've told me that before. I really treasure that because I know that there's a lot of mean people in the world, and those people shouldn't affect what you want to do when you grow up. So much wisdom from Mr. Fuse. But beginning into our show, we wanted to do some recap of the NFL and sort of do some who's going to win each game. So to begin off, Colts versus Texans, who do you guys have in winning that game?
Well, I mean, the Texans, they just lost their quarterback, and then they just lost J.J. Watt a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's. But the Colts still don't have Andrew Luck, so it's like, oh man, this is probably going to be a garbage fest.
I think the Colts are going to win this game.
I see the Colts winning. Who do you have winning, Nick?
Oh, well, like, obviously the Colts, Deshaun Watson was absolutely electric last week in Seattle. I mean, they're not going to have that spark this week on offense, so I see the Colts prevailing in this game.
Jaguars versus Bengals. I know Leonard Fournette was supposed to play today, but he broke a policy for the Jaguars, so he was inactive. So who do you guys have him win in that game?
I'm going to have to go with the Jaguars for that game.
Who do you have winning, Nick?
Definitely Jacksonville, because they've been pretty solid this year. The record shows. I mean, I just see them winning this game.
Yeah, Jacksonville's defense is very electric. Their defensive line is crazy, as Calais Campbell already has 10 sacks. And their offense is going to be a little struggle, but the Bengals have been struggling this year, so I'm going to go with Jacksonville too.
Yeah, Jacksonville shut down the pass completely this year.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey's really stepped up into a lead corner. So we all have Jacksonville. We have Buccaneers versus Saints. Who do you guys have to win in that game?
I'm going to have to go with the Saints for that one.
Yeah, I agree. New Orleans is that's just going to be a landslide, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, just the Saints offense that I've seen is just unstoppable recently.
Yeah, they're on a 5-game winning streak, and Tampa Bay's been struggling throughout the year, and the run game has developed this year, which is something we haven't seen underneath Coach Peyton and Drew Brees. So I'm going to have the Saints winning that game as well. Who do you guys have winning between the Rams and Giants?
Well, the Giants, especially being up here in New York, have been absolutely terrible in the start of the season. And then, of course, losing Odell Beckham Jr. The rest of the year. But, I mean, look, the Giants, I mean, I hate to say this, they aren't looking terrible today. They really aren't. And I think that I'm going to pick the Giants because I'm not biased. I'm a Patriots fan. But I have to say, I'm going to just pick the Giants. Who cares, right?
Yeah, who do you have winning, Nick?
Oh, well, based on how it's going so far, I mean, the Giants are playing okay, but I think the Rams are gonna come out on top. They've been solid all year. They're competing with Seattle for the NFC West this year, which is pretty impressive. It's nice seeing some competition in this division for once.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna have to go. I have to go with the Rams. Giants offense just is not what you expect them to look with the losses of Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall, who were their number one and number two wide receivers, and they have no run game. They lost their top two wide receivers, and their defense is doing decent this year, but their offense is just struggling enough, and Los Angeles is just going to shut them down. So I have the Rams winning that game. Falcons versus Panthers. Who do you guys have winning that game?
I'm going to have to go with the Falcons. There's not a doubt in my mind. I know when they played the Patriots, I thought potentially the Falcons were going to win because the Patriots defense, I know they have a bye week this week, has been scaring me as a Patriots fan. And when I look at the Patriots team going into the season, I'm like, this is the best team I have ever seen on paper. And I don't know how many years, but the Patriots defense, they have to try and fix this going forward if they really want to try and potentially make the Super Bowl again this year. But I have to go with the Falcons beating the Panthers today.
I got an upset. I got the Panthers winning in a close one. Panthers have they've struggled at home this year, I just think they're going to come on top today.
Yeah, I have to agree. The Carolina Panthers offense is just really struggling, and they just traded away Kelvin Benjamin earlier this year in hopes to speed up their offense, because Cam Newton's been struggling. Their run game is nowhere to be seen, with McCaffrey and Jonathan Stewart just not doing anything. And they just lost Kelvin Benjamin, so they're going to have to rely on Devin Funchess. And their run game. And they're currently losing 10-0 right now, so I'm going to have to go with the Falcons in this one. Eagles versus the Broncos, who do you guys have winning that game?
The Eagles have been the surprising factor of the 2017 football season. I mean, this football season is probably one 5 years from now the NFL is hoping to forget about. I mean, it seems like every which way you look at it, it's a mess, either with the national anthem kneeling scandal, and then you got tens of injuries for all these star players. You look at Odell Beckham Jr., J.J. Watt. You can look at the Patriots, Julian Edelman. There's so many teams that have lost their star on their team, which has they can't help the NFL at all. And to actually have the World Series beat the NFL games, which hasn't been done before, in ratings, it's insane. And it seems like, I know I'm getting off on my own tangent.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Eagles in this one. Denver had to make a quarterback change because Trevor Siemian was struggling. He threw three picks last week against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're hoping to win that division. I know they're 3-4 games behind in the AFC West, but they need a quarterback change, and they thought bringing in Brock Osweiler was going to make a difference, but they're currently losing right now 17-3, so... And the fact that the Eagles just picked up JHIA, their running game is going to be solid. Carson Wentz is playing like an MVP right now, so I'm going to have the Eagles win in this game. Titans versus Ravens, who do you guys have winning that game?
I'm going to have to go with Titans. I know they're 1-10-3 right now, but I think this Titans team is going to upset them. They're at home, so who knows what can happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who do you have winning, Nick?
I got Baltimore barely winning this one. The run game, I think it's going to be there today, and I think they're going to pull it off.
Yeah, they had a huge win against Miami last week, like 50-0, 40-0. Like, it was absolutely ridiculous what they were doing to that Miami offense. But I don't know. I feel like Baltimore's run game's been really solid with Alex Collins and Buck Allen, so I'm gonna have to go with the Ravens in a close game. Cardinals versus 49ers, who do you guys have in winning that game?
I mean, as like I said earlier, as a Patriots fan, their backup quarterback could potentially be their starter quarterback. And I think I'm gonna have to go with 49ers, and I would say this, I think we're going to see it.
Yeah, but that would be quite extraordinary if Jimmy can come in there and play today. I don't know if he's playing today.
He's not starting the game, but I think he could potentially be put in the game later in the game.
Yeah, especially if 49ers are struggling on, they might need a new spark. I'm going to have to go with this is just going to be... I'm not expecting much out of this game, but I just feel like Adrian Peterson's going to go off for the Cardinals today. He's going to have a huge game like he did in his debut. So I'm going to have the Cardinals just barely winning this game against the 49ers. Who do you have winning, Nick?
Oh, I have the Cardinals winning this one. Barely. Another defensive matchup. Probably be like a 3-point game.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening. Redskins versus Seahawks. But before we go into the picks, I gotta say I was really impressed with what Seattle did last week against Houston. The fact that their run game was non-existent. I believe they had 16 carries for 5 yards rushing that game. Like, that's absolutely absurd by their running backs. And the defense struggled, but Russell Wilson basically won that game. I feel like he had 150 plus passing yards. He just played like an MVP that game, and the past 2 weeks he's looked exceptional. And the acquisition of Dwayne Brown, who's a top 5, top 10 left tackle, who's probably going to stay in Seattle for the rest of his career, that's going to be really important in this game. And I just feel like Seahawks are gonna dominate this game. I feel like it's, I'm gonna make a score prediction. I feel like it's gonna be 31-13 Seattle in this game.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. The hopefully the Seahawks will pick up their running game, because the Redskins were absolutely embarrassed by Ezekiel Elliott last week. They showed how bad they are against the run. I hope if we can pick up the run game and Russell Wilson keeps his form, I think we're gonna blow them out today.
How about you, Alex?
I think that Seattle is going to win this game. I really do.
Yeah. It's exciting how they've played the past 2 weeks. So that should be a fun game to watch later on. Chiefs versus Cowboys. I feel like this is going to be a good game. How about you, Alex?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic game. And, you know, I think the NFL needs a good game. They really desperately need to have a game where all the fans can get involved in and really be like, that was a good game.
Yeah, there's been so many injuries to top stars. Ratings are going down in the NFL. So this should be a good game. I feel like this game of the week, I'm going to have to go with I feel like the Cowboys are going to pull an upset against the Chiefs this week. How about you, Nick?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Kansas City. They're just a very solid team overall this year. They're going to go really far in the playoffs, the AFC. I have them winning by six today.
By six. And the final game of Sunday before Monday's game, Raiders versus Dolphins. Who do you guys have winning that game?
Well, with Jay Cutler returning, he's not necessarily the most solid quarterback. I think he's going to play well today against this Raiders team, and I think the Dolphins are going to come out on top.
Wow, that's an upset right there.
Yep. The Dolphins need to make a statement after last week's disappointing loss. And I think the Dolphins are going to win.
I'm going to have the Raiders win in this game. They're favored to win. And Raiders have a lot of... They're furious right now with the way they've been playing this entire season. They're a better team than their record shows. And I feel like Derek Carr is going to throw 350 pass yards. And I see Amari Cooper and Crabtree having 100-plus receiving yards. And Marshawn Lynch is going to do great. I just expect them to win by 14 plus. I'm going to have Raiders winning 38-17 in this game. And the final game of this week's football is the Lions at Green Bay on Monday night. I'm going to have the Lions win in this game just because Brett Hundley's been struggling all year. So who do you guys have winning these games?
I'm going to say the Lions. I think the Lions are going to upset the Packers. This is a great rivalry. It's like the Red Sox versus the Yankees in baseball. I think the Lions are going to upset here.
With the loss of Aaron Rodgers, I think the teams in the North need to take advantage of that for this season, because the Packers normally dominate the North. So I get the Lions winning this game.
Yeah, and before we end things off, Alex, how'd you feel about the World Series?
I thought this World Series, I know Game 7 was a little let down, but I mean, I sound like a hypocrite saying this, but it was just, I thought it was one of the greatest MLB series in a long time. And I think, you know, I sounded like a hypocrite saying that it was like a bad Game 7, wasn't entertaining, but I mean, his overall was a great series. I know Houston deserves to win. I'm a Yankees fan, big Yankees fan. And to have the team that beats your team win the World Series, I'm like, all right.
Yeah. And I know you were surprised with the way the Yankees played this season. You expected them. I know you thought the Yankees were going to make the playoffs, but did you see them going that far, go to games, one game away from going to the World Series?
No, I never thought this Yankee team. I thought it would be a game, you know, the second place in the wild card, you know, the second game the second team in the wild card. There you go, Alex. And just for them to make it one game away in is impressive. But one of the things that is surprising to me is that they aren't re-signing Joe Girardi at their manager. And I'm in now they aren't re-signing Girardi. And now they're eventually going to have to redo their whole coaching staff. And this is a team that was one win away to go to the World Series. It just shows you that it doesn't matter how many games in a season a team wins in New York. It doesn't matter how far you get into the playoffs. The only thing that matters in New York is how many World Series championships you've won for your team. And Joe Girardi only has one in 10 years. So that's the reason why. One of the reasons why he's not coming back, and I'm most surprised that they aren't getting him back. But like I said, hey, Joe Girardi, you didn't win enough World Series champions, you're basically fired.
Yeah, that really shocked me. He did really well this year with the pieces he had. And I know Cashman went acquired pieces at the deadline, but nobody had the Yankees making most people didn't have Yankees going that far, and some people didn't even have them making the playoffs. So that really surprised me. I expect them to do well next year, but it's going to be really different to see a new manager there in New York. And I know you, Nick, are a huge Yankees fan, and you watched all the Yankees games in the world in the playoffs. So how'd you feel about that?
I was just really impressed that we even made the playoffs. Considering it was supposed to be a rebuilding year, the piece of Joe Girardi, the way he managed the bullpen throughout the playoffs was absolutely phenomenal. I'm very disappointed he's not returning, and I agree it's going to be a very, very weird seeing someone else managing the Yankees.
Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was quite a pleasure to have Mr. Fuse on here, and hopefully we can have him on here in the future. So I'm glad you guys listened to ETN Podcast, and we'll tune in on Tuesday to talk about the MLS. Have a good one, guys.